Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your well-being? Listen to the podcast Inner Wellness with Dr. Naz Parsian and make the shift happen. Hello, 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 episode 10. I'm so excited and so happy that I can connect to people who I love and I feel alignment in this way. And thank you so much. I really appreciate your ongoing support. Thank you, thank you. And today I'm going to talk about emotions again. Have you heard about emotional detox or emotional cleansing? Yes, the same as body detox or body cleansing, but obviously the process is different. I would actually prefer to use the term emotional processing rather than emotional detox or cleansing, because I believe emotions naturally are good stuff. And we humans value our emotions greatly. So emotions benefit our health, our wellness, and in general our beings, but definitely they need to be properly processed. Okay, we're going actually to talk a little bit about emotional processing and, you know, why it is important. If you want to know more about it, then be with me and listen to this podcast. As a health professional being in the area for so many years, and also as a result of my own personal experiences, I can confidently claim that learning to process your emotion can make you a superpower for your health. And it does certainly build your immune system, boost your immune system, and just give you an amazing, you know, uplifting vitality and enable you to generate a more youthful attitude, youthful, even physical appearance. So you have heard possibly a lot these days about changing your perception, changing your beliefs, can change your life and can change your health. And we know that now from so many evidence, very, you know, recent evidence, that we can change even, we can recreate and rebuild again our genetics formula and our genetics behaviors, which is discussed, you know, under the amazing big category of epigenetics. And if you know Dr. Bruce Lipton, you know, he's been actually working in this area for so many years and, you know, it's coming with absolutely scientific information about it. But what I'm going to talk more about it, about emotions and how emotions can affect changing our beliefs and our perceptions, and how by over processing emotions, basically we are getting trapped to the negative, and we just get, you know, different results that are not serving our health, and they are not actually processing emotions in a proper way. What is over-processing and why processing emotions are important? What is important to know is emotions are good in nature. Emotions are indeed our best tools to find the path towards the truth. So that's all about emotions, which is called sometimes emotions, the energy for, you know, just to create emotion. What is actually creating the negative, or I don't know, some negative concepts, like sometimes we call it negative emotions, that I don't actually call them as negative emotions, like, guilt, fear, or whatever, because I think they are basically our reactions to the emotions. They're not the actual emotions. They are our reaction, our perceptive reaction, or our reactivity to those emotions. So as human beings, we tend to define, each other's by age, gender, occupation or position. However, that is not how our core soul recognize us. The soul define us through the energy. And our soul and our spirit, they don't spot us by, our body or our, achievements or by our positions. Instead, they are more related to our energetic frequency. So when we choose to shut down, when we choose to react, when you choose to close off, when you choose to ignore emotions, we start to separate ourselves from our souls. And that's a problem. That's when the problem happens, and a lot of things can happen that we call them negative emotions. So the more you are able to be you, then the better things will come to your way. To be yourself, to be yourself fully, you need to process your emotions rather than thinking. So if you are big thinkers about your emotions, you need to learn about how to process. You are indeed over-processing your emotions. When you work through your emotions and you just free your emotions, you process your emotions naturally and properly, you can, for this example that I mentioned about diet and losing weight, you can actually sustain a healthy weight because you formulated your diet or whatever your plan based on self-awareness, and you created a positive relationship with food, especially if you are, the one who reacts, to emotions by eating, something like that, emotional eating. So certainly you need to be aware of, ingesting and processing healthy emotions. So if you don't do that, if you don't process your emotions properly, you may feel, slimmer or just more in control for a short time. However, over time, these methods, they don't work anymore because they indeed weaken your connection to your emotions because they are more your reaction to what you are feeling, and they are not simply, based on self-awareness. And reactions basically, causes disconnection. And disconnection is so toxic for your health and for your body and for everything. So that's why you may not get the lasting results to sustain, your healthy weight. So yes, that's exactly why emotions are very important. Another example is when we choose resistance against our emotions, we basically just imagine the resistance as a dam that prevents the flow of water. When you choose resistance for your emotions, basically you prevent the flow of your emotions. And it's not the sadness, fear, or you know, anger that is going to be toxic, but it's indeed the unconscious ways you choose to resist experiencing those emotions. When you choose to resist experiencing those emotions, you lose energy because resistance takes a huge amount of energy. So you may start blaming, you know, other things or other situations or, you know, other people. And you may start, you know, project rather than digest the emotions and feeling. And you just get trapped into the loop of thinking and thinking and thinking and blaming. And that doesn't sit really well in your body. And unfortunately, one of the results that may happen in your body could be inflammation. That's actually one of the most frequent consequences of resistance, emotional resistance through our body, inflammation. So for some people might be, for example, this is exactly what I experienced myself. Excessive bloating, you know, back pain and headache, and yes, so stomach pain. So all of these things could be the bodily inflammation as a result of resistance. Let me give you a very simple example. Most diets, let me just talk about diet. Most diets don't work, you know what? Because they focus on loss. Diets indeed encourage you to lose weight. Yes, just shed some pounds and just banish the old you. This mindset couldn't go further because it's not coming from your soul. Why? Because your soul wants you to be you. The real you doesn't stay the same. It expands, grows, and you know, learns daily. So your soul wants to be nourished well, just like your body. So foods that are, for example, closest to their most natural state, they are best because they can nourish your soul. But if you just focus on diet as just cut off something and lose your, you know, weight, and you focus more on loss rather than nourishing your body with supernatural things, you know, foods, you may not come with results because you made a conflict between your mindset and your soul desires, or perhaps your heart desires, because I think the heart is very much connected with our core soul. When you feel disconnected, you become actually detached or disconnected from your own emotions. And you may feel a kind of, you know, potential threat, like, you know, feeling hurt, or you want to protect yourself against that emotion. So becoming detached can lead you usually to choose a defensive behavior subconsciously, unconsciously. Such as, for example, you may pretend that you don't care, you may give up, you may say something that you really don't mean, you really don't believe. So, yeah, all these kinds of responses are considered as your defensive responses. Then you may start, for example, to to find yourself, you know, taking care of others before attending to yourself or to your own, you know, close relationship. And yes, you feel sometimes, you know, attached to some other people to fulfill yourself. And you feel a hole in your emotion. You feel a gap. The emotions are just going to be stronger and stronger. However, the holes, you know, can weaken the process of flow. They cannot simply flow. An emotional attachments are like, you know, you consume too much energy and they may just leave you feeling really uncomfortable because this attachment to other things or, you know, other people resulted from your disconnection. So you may find yourself people pleasing or, you know, constantly needing validation, reassurance, highly charged up by strong emotions, like, for example, hate, anger. You try to be absolutely perfect. You're seeking approval and you have approval seeking behaviors. And also, as I mentioned before, you can see some bodily signs and symptoms. And you can see some, for example, other changes in your lifestyle, like, you know, changing your sleep. And you feel that, you know, you absorb those emotions to your body and you may feel some changes in your skin, in your different parts of body, depending on whereabouts and which part in your body those emotions are just, you know, trapped or blocked. You may feel pain or inflammation in that part of your body. So basically, you can follow this unhealthy pattern forever unless you decide to process your emotions, you know, properly. So a pattern, you know, is basically a set of consistent behaviors and thoughts or feeling that influence, you know, your life, your personality, and it indeed makes up your world and how you live in your world. So your pattern is programmed as a result of a life, as a result of all you experienced and all your stories, all you have learned from your parents, or maybe it's going to be connected with the previous generation and ancestors. So these patterns need a change. Yeah, that's the thing, because if you don't change the pattern, things can go over and over and over until they make you sick. These patterns indeed guiding our conscious mind. So that's why when we are trying to resolve our emotions by thinking, we fail. Why? Because the conscious mind focuses on, you know, how the brain and nervous system already experienced. So if you want to handle our emotions or process our emotions by our conscious mind, basically we use, or the conscious mind tends to use heavily the labels, the categories, or the previous, you know, decisions made in the past, during the past events, because the conscious mind knows those things. So when we decide, for example, if this emotion or if this idea is good or bad, basically the conscious mind, relying on what we experienced before, not in the present moment, the places we have been before. And we are, busy enough drawing earlier experiences rather than focusing on the present or predict future events. So all that thinking and thinking and thinking and working through our conscious mind, which is more relying on the past experiences, consuming energy. And after a while, you may feel really, really exhausted. And I'll tell you in a moment that you may feel confused too, and I'll tell you why. But you feel absolutely exhausted because a lot of energy, huge amount of energy consumed by our conscious mind. And then we lose energy and the ability to process emotions properly reduced. So you become less focused and you become absolutely more reactive and again disconnected from your emotions and your bodies. And that is going actually moving through an unhealthy circle. So your emotions in this way cannot be processed by your thinking. To be able to fully process your emotion, the energy should be allowed to be experienced through your body, not your thinking, not your brain, not your head. So the subconscious, what is the role of subconscious mind here? The subconscious mind basically focusing on your problem, your trouble, your disruption. Then you train your body to believe, oh, something is wrong. There is a trouble. There is a problem. And by, repeating this pattern, you basically get trapped in your habit and the negative emotions, which is coming basically from resulting from your patterns and your reactivity based on your subconscious patterns, which is exhausting you and your body and resulting to further negative effects and consequences. Some of the behaviors, excuse me, you may experience as a result of this over-processing or overthinking or just, trying to process your emotions by your thinking. Some of the consequences or behaviors could be, some examples could be you compare yourself to others, you experience conflict, you chronically complain about a lot of things, you may feel shut down or closed off, you blame others or other situations, you push away your feeling, your ideas because you don't agree with them. And you may put high expectations or pressure on yourself. And you may talk about, how you may just keep talking about how upset you are. And you may just be really quick to answer or, just like, okay, I'm fine, something like that. So you may be resentful and wanting to get back at someone because you feel hurt. So yeah, These are some examples that, and you start protect, yourself more and more because you feel you are defensive. So yeah, these are some examples about overprocessing emotions by your head brain, by your thinking. So that is not working, certainly. What is working? Can you change your beliefs? Certainly, changing beliefs can change your health, as I mentioned before. However, can you change your beliefs by just saying positive words or just, affirmation or just focusing on what you want? I want to be relieved. I want to, or whatever. I want a beautiful car right now. So, can you just change these patterns or create new beliefs by just saying it or affirmation or not? We all know that there is amazing and so many evidence at the moment to prove the connection between beliefs and your health. For example, there was a research done about how beliefs can change, as can act as a placebo for just to relieve chronic pain. And the findings showed that the body actually literally produces an extremely high grade of the natural equivalent of morphine, and that's why the pain can go away only by a belief, an affirmating belief, as a placebo. This is 100% proved. However, if you want to process an emotion, and if you want to get the lasting result, then these kinds of affirmations are not enough. So the problem is that, when you do repeat the words, for example, I don't know, I want. I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healing. You may feel for a short time, for some moments, that you healed. However, after just having another traumatic, similar event to the one happened before, you may experience the same thing. So this placebo effect seems to illustrate, really nicely. It's just kind of like a flash in the pan, and the result doesn't really last for long. So why? What's the reason that the placebo results are not really, sustained? That's very simple. The reason is it's sometimes what you believe is not the true belief. So the belief that you just, affirm or you want to get empowered with that belief needs to be aligned with your truth. And where is your truth rooted? In your heart, in your emotions. So believing the truth in love about your life certainly releases the lasting power. That can actually produce absolutely lasting results because that truth is 100% 100% aligned, and there is no conflict between your head and your heart, your thoughts and your emotions. As long as there is a conflict, the body and the mind, they get confused. That's about the problem with confusion. So to be able to heal, you need to make sure that you heal the destructive heart memories. Because if the destructive heart memories are still there, they can change your energy. And you need to achieve any sustainable result, you need to create a matching vibration. So the energy is important. Your energy, the energy you produce within your body and outside your body, must be in a higher frequency of what is programmed already in your body. That can enable you to achieve the lasting result for that particular, you know, situation or asking or whatever it is. Dr. Joe Dispenza in You Are the Placebo said that in order to change a belief or perception about yourself, your life, or whatever, you know, it's more focusing, you're more focusing on, you have to make a decision with a firm intention that the choice carries an amplitude of energy that is greater than the hardwired programs in your brain. And the emotional addiction in the body needs to be absolutely in lower energy of that. If your emotional addiction is there and it's not healed, it's not processed, and you do not have the higher energy than that emotional addiction or that emotional wound, you can't get the best result. So the vibration must be matched. And this, you know, matching energy and matching vibration happens when you process the emotion properly. And the emotions can be processed properly when you feel it. You cannot process energy by thinking, because as soon as you start thinking, your brain is starting to work with whatever it has already in the store. And what is in the store is indeed your subconscious. It's all experienced before. It's all known, familiar stuff. It's all about, you know, the events happened in your life before. And your brain is basically using all those past information, no new information. That's why, you know, you start to think and overthink and overthink and overthink to process an emotion. No success. Or if you just, you know, use this affirmation temporarily, you may get a result, but you haven't done anything with your with the rooted, you know, emotions. So you need to feel the emotion to be able to process it. The tricky point is when sometimes, you know, you react in a situation rather than, you know, processing and feeling, or you over processing, you know, with your thinking, you may believe, oh, they are actually, you know, you are managing. They're going away and you're managing the situation. So as a mom, as a parent, you may, for example, yell at your child to get the situation under control. Or just, you know, just say something seriously to just avoid, stop him to annoy little brother, something like that. Okay, so because these emotions must go somewhere, your bodies and minds become inflamed because you basically avoid your emotions. You are reacting rather than feeling your emotions. So your emotions starting to go somewhere in your body. And, you know, because of those excessive overprocessing that resulted to, you know, a reaction, then you may feel other kinds of emotional feeling, like, you know, shame or guilt. I'm so upset. I didn't do the right thing. I feel guilty now. They're all reactions again. Does that make sense? So basically, you use your thinking to process the emotion, and you thought that you are managing the situation by your logic, but indeed you haven't, because you just created further and further and further reactions. And at the end of the day, you may create some inflammation in your body as a result of that reaction, and also some other, you know, emotional reaction in yourself, like shame and guilt. So as you do this, you are clear on what reactive states look like and how those reactive states lead you to over-processing your emotions with your thinking, with your head brain, with your consciousness. The more you overthink and try to protect yourself rather than being open to your emotions, the more you go into the state of fighting, because you want to prove yourself and prove your worth. And the more you find yourself working harder, but connecting less. Then eventually, you know, you get stuck, and you may attract people, for example, who are over-processing their emotions also, and they are more reactive also, because that's your energy, and your energy basically is attracting those people, because your energy is not in the higher frequency of your emotions. So that's exactly, you know, acting like a drama and affecting your body, your health, and everything. So as soon as you start to decide to connect to your, you know, raw, real emotions, you remove yourself from this drama. And you start to gain energy, and the energy can flow in your body, because your emotions have energy. Your raw emotions actually have energies. And as soon as you just feel it, you can connect to its energy. Then you feel lighter. You feel, you know, more energetic. You feel more attentive. But, you know, by over-processing and overthinking your emotions, your sensations are not really clear. Your sensations are really dull. And you know, some further challenges show up, like, you know, headache or, you know, pains in different parts of your body, and eventually disease. So the ability to truly process your emotion is indeed the key. It actually may seem at the moment something difficult, but as soon as you start to trust your body and connect to your body, connect to your sensation, connect to the raw emotion, you find yourself that you are absolutely capable. And you see the differences. You clearly see the differences between overthinking of the emotion and letting them just flow freely. And, instead of being stuck, you feel more connected. Instead of feeling just dull sensation, you feel more, clear sensation in your body. Instead of needing just to shut out the world, you feel present. You feel the energy of the present. You don't need to distract yourself. You are actually more focused and more aware of what's happening around. And that is a time that you can. That is a time that you can do affirmation and just say, talk to your heart or talk to universe or just, manifest what you really want. Because at this stage, you process your emotions and you are aligned with the energy of attraction. But once your energy is not matching with what you want, you just it's just all you do, it's just so exhausting. You just waste your energy, and that unhealthy loop can go forever. We will certainly talk later about just some specific tools to that can help you to process your energy, but just a couple of simple things that visualizing the good memories, aromatherapy is discussed to be just smelling, just calming stuff like different herbal oils. They can actually give you a state of relaxation and openness to be able to process your emotion. And hydration is certainly very important. So to hydrate yourself as much as you can. So yes, you definitely need some preps. You need to prep the environment, prep yourself. The other thing is daily movement. That is certainly important for your preparation. I'm not talking about something like cardio or, but just move your body in any way. Simply, walking, running, dancing, or whatever, or just jumping, doing these things. Yeah, just simple movement. And yeah, sometimes you need to make your heart really, your heart rate really go up again, up a little bit, and your blood pressure just to go a little bit, high. That's kind of, it's helping you to remove toxins from your body. So that circulation is kind of amplifying. And the blood circulation in your body is facilitating, getting rid of the toxins in your body and improve your well-being. So yes, sometimes we definitely need to increase the heart rate and just a little bit, heighten your heart function and circulation in your body. So the other things that may be included in your prep is possibly using probiotics or so a lot of good stuff that can work with microbiomes in your gut. That is certainly important to help processing your emotions because we know that gut now is very much involved with even neurotransmitters. In the body, and certainly it's very much involved with emotional health. And other things that you need to consider could be, I can suggest you, I think I mentioned before about limiting dairy. I actually cut off dairy from my diet, my eating, and it's amazing. A lot of problems I had before, all gone by just cutting off dairy from my regime. And you can just simply use, for example, for milk You can use substitute like almond milk or coconut milk. And I love it with my coffee, almond and coconut milk. And the other things that you may consider for preps, minimize alcohol consumption. That's another thing that it's good to be mindful about. Yes, because it's discussed that alcohol can be kind of interfering with your emotional balanced energy. And and clean up your food. So in general, just avoid processed foods, avoid sugar, as we discussed before. Just healthy food, high protein, and the closer to the natural and less processed, the better. And other things that I'm thinking of, sleep. Sleep is very important because yes, and I would suggest you in the morning, every day in the morning, because a lot of processes happening in our subconscious during sleep. So in the morning we may have a lot of dirty emotions, but hidden, that can affect our productivity and our functionality during the day. So it's good to have a little bit of practice of breathing and just getting connected to your heart and to your body sensation every day. Doesn't have to be long. If you are busy, in early morning just to get ready for work, you can just do it for 5 minutes. Doesn't have to be long, but it's very important just to do it regularly, because as I mentioned before, a lot of things just happening during sleep. If we had some events, some traumatic events happened to our life during the day. And the other thing that is very important, with the use phone, computer, TV, and please stop listening to all the fearful, scary stuff. What do they give you? They definitely don't give you the good signals and good messages and good energy for your emotions. So it's the best is just minimize your communication with these things as much as you can. Like TV and also social media, sometimes it's so just have some plan, have some timetable for yourself, and make all of these stuff off for a particular period of your daily life. And the last thing, but possibly the most important thing, ask for help. Ask and accept help, because a lot of times we are so resistant to seek help, to ask for help. But this is very important because we all need help just to get through something that, because even myself, that I'm talking about these things to you, and I'm just helping my clients, I seek myself help from my own healers, from my own, expert people in the area. So this is so important. If you want to challenge yourself, please say yes to receive any help and support. And clearly ask what you need. What you really need, and what really needed to be changed. So you never know how it will arrive. It could be, even a stranger that may open the door for you, or just help you, or a teacher, but just ask for help. Okay, so we will talk about these things, later on as well, just more specifically talking about different tools, because every single step is involved with some more information that is going to be involved with another and another and another podcast. So thank you so much for listening, and definitely you need to keep practicing breath work that we discussed before, heart focused breathing. That is very important if you are, and the most important thing is consistency. Consistency, consistency, consistency. You cannot get result by just because you experience a lot of things to build your subconscious and the pattern and the programs like that, or the patterns and programs might be related even to the last generations. So the good news is you definitely can change it, but it needs your work, but not the hard work, because the hard work is your thinking, your brain work. But if you use your feeling, it's not really hard, but it needs to be consistent. So it's very smooth. It is really simple, as much as you decide to connect to your, raw emotions. But it is really needing to be consistent. In a nutshell, emotions are absolutely good stuff, and they are very important for our health and well-being. And to be able to process your emotions, you need to connect to your emotions by feeling rather than thinking. Thinking is actually over-processing, and it's coming with some absolutely negative consequences. And to be able to process your emotion, you need to do a couple of preps, which are involved with nutrition, lifestyle, and relaxation techniques. And once you do your preps, then you are ready to connect to your body and just find the sensations, feel your emotions, and then process them. If you have any questions, so please just feel free to connect to my private Facebook group, Inner Wellness with Global Heart, or connect through commenting here, or through other social media, Instagram Dr. Ness Inner Wellness, and my Facebook group Dr. Ness Inner Wellness. And yep, so just putting a voice message simply in Anchor. Okay, thank you, and I hope you just got a message out of this podcast. Be well, take care, stay in your heart space. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.